Greetings from the Simon Schmid podcast. I really do have to stop laughing every single time I say that. So I decided to go on a cycle this morning, and just spontaneously I thought I would do a podcast on something that has really been serving me so well for the last couple of weeks. And I wish it had been serving me a few years ago, but it hasn't. And I've found this amazing gift in manifestation, and there's magic in it. And, you know, I think we all sometimes can react in a sensitive way, or we can get hurt by certain things that we are told we are or we think we are. And we react in a reactive way. However, I've just found that manifesting when communicating from a place of love and care, there's just such magic in it. And you're able to effectively get what you want. And it becomes quite addictive, I must say. And for those of you out there, who are struggling to manifest positivity in their life, or feeling overwhelmed or stressed or fearful or anxious, I urge you to just try and manifest things that you want in your life and things that you want from other people in your life. But it comes from a place of love and care, and it's a very, very, very fine line between attaching it to yourself, and in yourself there's an ego element to it, and coming from a place of love and care, you manifest things positively in your life, and there's magic, and the magic comes when you least expect it. So I've had quite a interesting post-divorce relationship with my kids, and I've had this desire to connect with them on a deeper level, and I've spoken about this before, but for them to really know who their dad is, and not just this good time dad. But I've manifested things the wrong way. I've manifested things that have pleased my ego, from a place of control, place of self-care, which I developed as a young child through the trauma that I endured. And I've completely swung it around and manifested things in a different way. Always checking in with myself on how I reply, and seeing if the reply is based on ego, or if it's based on a place of love and care. And a large part of that is because I've been hurt, and because I've felt out of control. And can't tell you the relief I have and the gift that I've received with this manifesting things from a place of love and care. I mean, even just communicating with my ex-wife on things that we've usually struggled to come into agreement with. And, you know, I've wanted this deeper connection with my kids. And, you know, for those single dads out there that have gone through a difficult divorce or separation, time with your kids gets taken away from you. So I've manifested having more time with my kids, and just with the way I've communicated from a place of love and care, I have managed to receive exactly what I've wanted, which is time with my kids indefinitely now while their mom has a break and resets and reassesses and focuses on stuff that she wants to focus on. And it's just beautiful. And I wish I, you know, hindsight is a wonderful thing, but I wish I'd done this a few years ago. I would have caused myself a lot less friction. So yeah, it's just beautiful to be outdoors here. And, you know, it's just fascinating how we can just use technology. And I mean, I'm sitting in the middle of nowhere and people are cycling around me and probably think I'm an absolute freak lying in the grass here talking to my phone, but I really don't give a shit. And that we can able to spread a message from anywhere in the world. And we all have a story. We all have something to share. So why not share it? And I just wanted to do this podcast. I'm feeling really blessed, grateful. I'm feeling the magic in this manifestation. And just surrounded by abundance and incredibly lucky. And I just know that life is, for all of us, it's exactly the way it should be for us. And it's making us a success. So just enjoy. So that's my little spin from the Hampshire Hills. Have a wonderful day and stay safe. Cheers for now.